All right, I want to welcome everyone to Washington. This is a regular in-person Pacifica National Board meeting here in Washington, D.C. So we are calling the meeting to order, and I am Heather Gray, the Vice Chair of the Board. I'm here with Secretary Richard Uzzell. We're going to now have the roll call.
Okay, Brian Edwards-Tiegert,
here.
Janet Coburn.
She's here somewhere.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Jim Brown. Benito Diaz, Luzette King, Tony Norman,
present,
Rodrigo Arqueta, Lydia Brazan,
here,
Kim Kaufman,
here,
Lawrence Reyes,
here,
Heather Gray,
here.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Present.
Adriana Casaneva.
Present.
Hank Lamb.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzzell here. Carolyn Burden. Traveling. Janet Coleman.
Here.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Thank you. Monajay Saba.
Present.
Summer Reese.
My name, I'm here.
Benito, okay.
What?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you so much. We're just going to quickly ask, because people have just met each other, if you don't mind, what we would like to do is just quickly go, starting with my left here with Brian, and just people introduce themselves, quickly say the station they're from, and just quickly, just one, this is, we're asking just 1 minute, your vision for Pacifica. Just quickly before we go on. Go ahead, Brian.
My name is Brian Edwards-Tiegert. I'm a staff representative from KPFA. Solvency.
Hank Lamb, I'm a listener rep from KPFT, excuse me.
Aspirational.
Yeah, I think stability and growth, network growth.
Lydia Brazan, KPFK, and adherence to the mission, which I think promotes growth.
Jim Brown, WPFW. I look forward to having this network be the network that it should be, to be the network that is going to serve the people across the country in a way that it was meant to be in the first place.
Well, my name is Benito from D.C., from PFW, and I'm going to echo Jim's statement a minute ago, and my vision to take off from where he left off is to bring PFW and Pacifica back to its social justice and free speech roots, which seem to be strange to this foundation nowadays. And in so doing, we will resolve the financial problems, because when people see that this station, PFW, and Pacifica, in fact, represent a social justice, then they will give money to the station. Or to the foundation, rather.
Margie Wilkinson, I'm a listener rep from KPFA in Berkeley. My vision for the station is pretty much what everybody before me has said. And the other thing I would add is that in order to have loyal and giving members, I think it's very important that we have complete transparency in all of our dealings, and I'm opposed to underwriting.
Tony Norman, listener representative from WPFW. My vision is togetherness and consensus. Too often we on the progressive left, if we call ourselves, we become cannibals and eat each other. So I think we need unity in Pacifica and consensus. We have to agree. We have to work on the things we agree on and unify behind that.
Hi, my name is Rodrigo Argueta, and I'm coming from KPFK in Los Angeles. And the vision I share with those who wants to share it, it's diversity, inclusion, and empowerment of all the people that are not empowered right now, and fighting for our piece of history too. So there are so many communities that are left out, and one of them is the Latin American communities that do not have a voice, or have their voices, you know, at 2 a.m., or don't have a voice at all. They have music to be happy. We don't want that. No, we want power too, just like everybody else. So, and so I also share the discussion right now going on in terms of KPFK that is having, you know, the fund drives during the Black History Month. I think it's an insult. They are preempting the black programming to during a Black History Month, you know. I mean, who the hell is doing that?
Lawrence Reyes, KPFK, and my vision is sustainability. Moving away from this intern period that we have. The intern period really leads to destabilization of the network. There's too many intern general managers, too many intern program directors, and that leads to schizophrenia. And so I believe that, and anxiety, so I believe that we need to move away from that kind of period and start moving into stabilizing this network.
Jose Luis Fuentes from KPFA. Vision is we need to begin the healing process in this organization.
George Ryder, KPFT. I see us as moving from providing information and cultural expression to being more active and actually providing means for mobilizing special events for people who are already in action can be put on, which will reach large numbers of people that haven't been listening to us. It's a way of bringing people in to the network that are progressive, whatever you want to call it, but they don't even hear of us for the most part. So that's my vision as a way of both becoming solvent and fulfilling our mission.
Janet Coleman, I'm a staff representative from WBAI New York. My vision is the survival and growth of this institution through adherence to the vision of Lou Hill, yeah, while languishing in a jail cell as a conscientious objector during World War II, resolving conflicts among people and really trying to understand what the heck was the depths and the deeps of that mission. And I think if we read it and reread it and try to struggle to get through it and understand it and accomplish it, we'll have something everybody wants to listen to, even in the middle of the night.
I'm Kim Kaufman, listener rep from KPFK. I would like to see a strong Pacifica Foundation, which includes our East Coast stations, which between New York and Washington, D.C. are the two media centers in the world. And I think these stations need to be given their due to be able to be strong and get more, well, the whole, all of the stations need more listeners, flat out. So our goal should be to figure out how to get more listeners and how to be relevant in this country, or in the world. And I don't know how we do that, since there are two different points of view about how to get there on this board, and what even that means. So my vision is that we figure that out and we keep this network together and more powerful and relevant, so people want to listen to us. Thanks.
Good morning. I'm Janice Lane Ewart, and I am an affiliate member coming from KFAI Fresh Air Radio in St. Paul and Minneapolis. My vision is for listener-supported programming presented on multi-platforms and programming attractive to additional revenue sources. Good.
I'm Janice Lane Ewart. No.
Go right ahead.
I'm Serene Roberts.
I can't.
I'm Serene Roberts. I'm from WBAI. You'll find that a lot of the things we say are the same, because I think that we share a passion for Pacifica. We do not necessarily share a vision. I don't think we ever will completely share a vision, and that's fine. You know, I can live with dissent. But I do think we need to decide what the next steps are on the path to preserving Pacifica so that it remains or becomes again an institution deserving of our predecessors and worthy of those to come.
My name is Adriana Casnave. I'm a listener representative from KPFT. I believe in peace. I believe that we should be mission-oriented. I think that we should keep transparency like the our main objective, and I think that we need to come back to the grassroots. We must lead the Pacifica family. We must unify, not let divide to conquer paralyze us. Because, as I said sometime before, we are producing, with our infights, we are producing a vacuum of power that paralyzes us and let individuals take charge and do what we are supposed to be doing, leading Pacifica and keeping Pacifica for years to come. That's it. Thank you.
I'm Manu Joseph. I'm Manu Joseph, a listener representative from WBAI. My vision for Pacifica is to be Pacifica, to be peaceful. And what we are doing, I have experienced that we are neither have been working on this PMB and even our LSBs, neither for peace nor justice. We are good at talking and rhetoric. We are, at most part, we are disservice to the vision of Lou Hill. I would like us to become, really practice what we preach. And if we look at ourselves in this country about how few and mostly corrupt the left have become, I would like Pacifica to be the voice and the tool for bringing everybody together.
Manisha, your time is up. I'm sorry.
Can I finish?
Yes, please.
We know that people in this country are sick and tired of war. We have to learn that. If we are Pacifica, we have to learn that and pick that up and go to our mission, which is bringing everybody together, giving information to everybody, not favoring any group over any other. And stop this nonsensical, limited, narrow-minded divisions that we always create. Start having peace in ourselves so we can bring it to everybody else. Thank you.
I'm Janet Cobrin, and I'm a listener rep from KPFA in Berkeley. And my vision for Pacifica, there's a lot to say, but I would like us to incorporate the newer technology into our radio model. And also, like what many others have said, I'd like to extend the part of the Pacifica mission that refers to causes of conflict between groups, applying that internally to be able to work collaboratively and cooperatively here and at the stations so that we can do what needs to be done to carry out the Pacifica mission.
Richard Uzel, KPFT Houston. My vision is beyond our various individual stations looking myopically at ourselves and lifting ourselves up to lift the whole network up and let it grow to do the large amount of work that it's possible for this network to do as a network.
Thanks, everyone. My name is Heather Gray. I am an affiliate director on the Pacifica National Board. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, with a station called WRFG, Radio Free Georgia. It was fashioned after WBAI. It went on the air in 1973. My vision is for Pacifica is to honor and continue the great work of providing a voice for the community. This is the first meeting, you all know, of the 65th anniversary of Pacifica. It's just a huge, incredibly important history, and it's meant so much to so many people all over the country, and I just want to see that continue and to be strengthened financially in every conceivable way. And I also agree that I think we need to look at other platforms for getting the information out that needs to get out, actually, that all of our communities want to share. So I wanted to thank everyone so much for your comments. We are now going to move forward for the election for pro tem chair and secretary of the PNB. So I'm looking for nominations. Pro tem, I'm sorry. Pro tem. We'll do one at a time. We'll start with the chair. I'm sorry, where?
There. So I can't see. Brian, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate my friend and colleague from KPFA, Margie Wilkinson. Prior to joining the Pacifica National Board last year, she was chair of KPFA's local station board for 2 years. She came in during the most tumultuous period the station has experienced in my 10 years there. And very shortly after she became chair of our local station board, miraculously, given its history, the place that was least chaotic was the local station board within the station. She did an extremely good job of, I think, winning the trust of people who did not necessarily agree with her on many political issues regarding the station, that as a chair, she would deal with them fairly, transparently, and in a process everyone could respect. And I think it would be tremendous if we could have that type of chairing on this board in the year to come.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I need
a second. Okay. Any other nominations?
Well,
yes.
I'll nominate George Ryder. See if he's as good as he's supposed to be.
Second.
Chair.
And it's seconded. Okay. All right. So we have two nominees for the chair pro tem. Now, it's true that I have not done this before on the Pacifica board, so what is the process? We ask for some comments? All right, I'm sorry. Are there any more nominations? Thank you.
Three times.
Right. Pardon me?
You have to say, are there any more nominations?
Are there any more nominations? Three times. Are there any more nominations? Let me do it one more time. Are there any more nominations? All right. So then thank you very much. We'll declare it closed. Thank you so much. So we have two nominations for the chair pro tem. They are Margie Wilkinson from KPFA and George Ryder from KPFT. So we do have some ballots here. I'm going to pass them around. I'm sorry?
Maybe the...
The two nominees would like, yes, that would be a good idea. Yes, Margie, thank you. That's a good point. Thank you very much.
I know it's early.
Margie?
Well, I don't know what to say after all the kind things that Brian said about me, but I do have a lot of experience as a chair. I was active in a local union at UC Berkeley for many years, and for many of those years, I was the president of the local and chaired meetings that were sometimes even more contentious than Pacifica meetings. I know that's hard to believe. But it's true. And I like chairing, and I take as a sort of a point of personal pride that people on both sides of the Great Divide at the KPFA LSB thought I was a good chair and told me so. So I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it on a pro tem basis. I'm willing to do it on a permanent basis. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I hope to be useful to this board.
Thank you very much. George, Ryder.
Well, I have been chair, actually, both pro tem and chair of the board. What I bring to it is respect for everybody on the board, and the desire to see to it that they all get a chance to have their issues, their ideas brought to the fore. I know the procedures. I think they work if they're followed. I think they don't work if you slip up on them. And the tendency to do that because of your own personal feelings about an issue is pretty strong, and I have some practice in not giving into that. I'm not associated with any faction. I was ejected from the faction that I was part of. So I bring that perspective to it as well.
Thank you very much, George. So, We have some ballots. I'm going to hand out the ballots. You'll see that what you will do is put the name of the candidates on the ballot, and then check whether or not you want them first or second. Okay. Sorry?
May I suggest something?
Yes.
How we do the counting? The secretary should write all the names.
How about I write them on the whiteboard so people can copy them down?
No. I mean, it should be right. One hand will be the one writing all the names there, because this is a secret ballot. If everybody, you know, I mean, the secretary should write the names there, what? And we should have the amount of ballots
like
that we really need.
No, it's okay. We'll just write it. We'll write it.
They can write their own. They can write their own.
Do you put the names up on the board?
Do it, Brian.
No. I can explain myself.
May I? Chair? May I?
Yes.
What she's saying is that if we have to write out the person's name, our handwriting, individual handwritings are distinctive and recognizable. It will no longer be a secret ballot. So, you know, maybe you can help Richard. He can do half and you do half and write the names so that the rest of us are just... And please remember that I think the instructions you gave for voting are incorrect. People may choose to vote to rank both, but they need not rank any at all, and certainly not both.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, so we could do that. Yes, George.
There is an aspect of this which is a little bit arcane that I want to explain, which is that the second place the second place ballot actually matters if there's a tie.
That's right.
The bylaw change made that the case. And so if you really don't want the other person, then don't put someone in second place. If you could live with them, then put somebody in second place.
Yeah, I would just add if there's a tie.
Whatever you think for a second.
And if there's a tie?
If there's a tie, there'll be a coin toss.
Right. Okay.
If there's a genuine tie.
No, I'm sorry, but that's what I was speaking to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, but it's...
But that's not the way it is anymore.
But if everybody only votes for... In the event that everybody only votes for one person...
And there are no second-place votes.
And there are no second-place votes. And there's a tie, then there's a coin toss.
Right.
So if you all will bear with us, we will put the names on the ballot. So
the bylaws require us to draw straws.
Oh, well, whatever.
Did you change that?
We changed it to a double-headed coin.
A double-headed coin.
2019.
So how many people read the revised bylaws? Brings a good point up.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I think it should be changed to arm wrestling.
No. We are supposed to be about peace. What about physical Brian stuff? We are supposed to be about peace, not arm wrestling and fight.
Okay, chess game.
Chess, quiet, yeah.
Ukrainian rules?
Ukrainian, what's that?
No.
Oh, that's powers to be, want us to be. We should not behave like what we want us to be.
Smoke them if you got them.
So are you going to write some of the names too?
Yeah, he's putting the names.
He's reaching down. Heather, do you want to write
the names? I'm sorry?
Are you helping me
write? No, he just wants to do it, so that's fine.
He's observing.
I, yeah, exactly right. Thank you.
Is it being done in alphabetical order? Or gender ranked?
What is this to your sexual orientation? How about that?
Yeah.
I don't need to know that much about them.
Yeah. Ethnicity, you don't want to know?
I'm good. I'll go with the alphabet.
Yeah, that's fair.
How about the alphabet's going backwards first?
Number of grandchildren, if any.
Start doing it now.
I think it's a little bit.
Somebody want to vote?
Running,
I mean, the ballot,
get the ballot so we can count. They're passing out ballots.
Everybody should be in their seat.
Heather? Question for the tech team.
Heather, can I get...
Are we running WPFW or something while we're not doing anything else so folks know that we're live?
Not yet. Thank you.
They're just hearing our muffled sounds? Oh, great. Okay.
They could hear that. It'd be a miracle.
Hear what?
Is he still
sure.
Yeah. Well, they can hear if the mics are live, so I guess someone should start to sing.
Who's collecting the ballots?
Not yet. Volunteer people.
You want me to volunteer?
No,
I can volunteer.
You want me to collect?
Who's collecting?
Then there should be tellers. Somebody go to the audience.
Someone who is voting.
We're just getting
I got one.
So I want to ask, who does not have a ballot? Does everyone have a ballot?
Yes.
All right, good.
You need a fancy hat to put them in.
Summer has a hat on.
Ivan's collecting.
We do need a fancy hat, that's true.
And Brenda. Ivan and Brenda are collecting the ballot.
Richard is wearing his BAI hat. Although that may not be big enough for all these big ballots.
Can I have your ballots?
I haven't done it yet. Has everyone turned in their ballot? All right, thank you. You haven't done your shit?
Where are you going with the ballot?
Where's your ballot?
Right here. Everybody can see.
First of all, count the ballot.
Yes.
I will do it in the fashion that our tellers do.
Okay.
Okay.
Ivan, supervise the count. You've got to keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There it is. One. Two.
Heather, is it too late? Heather, is it too late for Carolyn to get a ballot?
I wouldn't think so.
She can vote until there's a count announced.
Yeah. Hang up on the count because we got another voter.
We're waiting for one more.
I just want to make sure there's the number of ballots.
Have 21.
Right.
So, Carolyn,
she's behind that pillar.
That's our secret time.
Yeah.
To
allow her to vote.
Right.
That'll be 21.
That'll be 21. So, Carol?
Okay.
We should have 21.
Okay. 21.
21 ballots.
Where's Lucette?
That's right.
Lucette is not here.
Carolyn.
Louder.
Louder.
Everybody pay attention.
Wilkinson. Ryder.
What?
She's calling up.
She's just reading them.
She's awoken. Brighter. 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 Wilkinson. Brighter. Wilkinson. 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 All right, so counting the number of votes for
let Ivan count.
One. Two.
He can't count. He's undocumented.
Oh, that's rude.
Five.
Even as a joke, six, I'm not. I can't accept that.
Seven.
I'm with her.
Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14.
Okay. For George Ryder, 14. The vote is.
One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. 14, 7.
This will take a minute.
I should do more for something.
Yes, go ahead, Janice.
If I could have your attention for 1 second, I've been asked by Katia Stitt, who is working to continue. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Thank you. I've been asked by Katia Stitt to get some additional information about our plans for this evening and would like to be able to report to her what's happening. She notes that our dinner reservation tonight is at 7:30 p.m., which is very specific, and she needs to know if, in fact, the Pacifica National Board will be arriving at WPFW for a tour at 5:30 p.m., and those times are very specific for very obvious reasons. And so I'd like to ask either the outgoing chair or the pro tem chair. I realize she was not focused, so that's why I'm
sorry.
Drawing your attention.
I'll do that first thing.
Okay, thank you.
At 5:30, anybody that wants to go to the station, if you'll meet in the lobby, we're all going to walk over there. It's just like 3 blocks away. Oh. We're going to walk over there and go through the station real quick. I've got a key to get in, and Katia may be there. She's supposed to be there.
That's why she's raising this question, because she wants to make sure her time is programmed as such. That's right.
If she's going to hold her breath starting at 5:30, she needs an oxygen tank probably. But
why don't we meet at 5:15?
Because we're not going to get out of here by 5:15 probably.
We're supposed to return this at 5.
Sure.
Oh, but.
Sure.
Can I recounted them, and it's a 12-9 vote.
Well, wait a minute. How did that? Yes.
So I was looking, and somebody put. I apologize. I was rereading them, and it's a 12-9 vote.
Well, what happened there? That's a significant.
Well, because I was looking at them, and I think I might have missed one.
Yeah, you missed two. Like,
I'm sorry. I apologize.
This is not okay.
No, I'll count them again.
Well, let somebody else count them. Hank, will you count them, please?
Please. I'm an election integrity person.
Your first
count. You know, in a
21-count
vote,
Madam Chair?
No.
Pictures?
Hank is counting.
They are counting.
Hank is doing that right across from you. Keep an eye on it.
Madam Chair, while the counting is taking place, is it possible for me to confirm with Katia that we will arrive, that members of the PNB will arrive at WPFW at 5:30?
And that Richard says don't hold your breath.
Okay.
I talked with her about this yesterday afternoon, and she knows that we're going to be trying to leave here at 5:30. She's on this board. She knows that we're slightly
Well, Richard, if I could just be more specific, because she sent the message indicating that we have to be at another place at 7:30 so that we can make sure we are meeting our commitment to the restaurant. And I also understand that we are very often challenged by time on this board. I'm not suggesting that today will be any different. I want to be able to tell her that we're going to try to be there at 5:30 and that we understand that we need to be at the restaurant at 7:30. Would that be an accurate report back to her?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
I have a question. Is it possible to get from here to PFW on public transit?
It's three blocks.
Oh, it's 3 blocks you walk. Oh, got it. Never mind. Okay, that's fine.
The vote is 113 Ryder, 249 Margie. No, it's 12 and 9.
And so I'm just going to ask one more time, do I understand that I can respond back to Katia?
Let's see if there's anyone on the board who is not planning to attend these two events this evening.
Well, the first one doesn't really matter. Right. The second one does require reservations.
Which we did by
Well, and I think there are issues of transportation.
Not to the station. Or I think the restaurant's wide, too.
No.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
It doesn't matter how many go to the station.
Okay.
Go or not go.
Let's do this.
Has a number.
Let's raise hands. I'll recognize Brian.
I move we set a time certain adjournment time today of 5 p.m.
I second.
Is there any discussion? Is there any objections? Okay, so we have a time certain adjournment at 5 p.m. Whatever's happening, we get up and leave. Okay, thank you. All right, now. Go ahead, George.
My understanding about our rules is that when you have a time certain, whatever's happening, you complete whatever votes are on the table.
That's right.
And then you get up and leave.
That's right. Yes, Kim?
We should make sure everybody is going. We should make sure everybody is going to the restaurant.
I asked if there was anyone who was planning not to go.
To the restaurant.
To the restaurant. Is there anyone who you're not planning on going?
I want to talk.
Oh, you want to talk. Okay. All right. Put your hand down for a minute.
Yes.
Is there anyone who is not going to attend the event at the restaurant tonight? Okay, so I think you can tell Katia the full board is coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please. Adriana.
I will ask all of us. I know that we know each other. But it's very important for us to state our last name when we start speaking or when somebody gets the floor because the listeners don't know us. I remember being a listener all this time, and I mean, after a bunch of meetings, you start recognizing voices, but you need to know who's speaking.
I think that's a very good idea, and I will try to remind people to state their names when they start speaking. Janet Coburn.
Yes, and Madam Chair, maybe you can also state the first and last name when you call on people.
Right.
Thank you.
I just modeled that. Okay. I was sensitive to it because I know the discussions about the two Janets, but I'll try and do it for everyone. All right. So now we are ready to move on to agenda approval.
Secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to elect a secretary. I apologize. Okay. So are there any nominations for secretary? Hank.
Richard is out.
Are there any other nominations for secretary? Oh, you're seconding. Okay. Are there any additional nominations for secretary? Benito. Okay, I'll ask for declinations. Don't say anything yet. So far we have Richard Uzel and Serene Roberts. Are there any other nominations for secretary? No other nominations for secretary? Adriana.
I will need help. I don't have any problem being a secretary, but, you know, for me it will be difficult for you people trying to understand me. I can be the recording secretary if somebody else wants to be an acting secretary. I mean, I don't know if that is possible.
So let's see. Do we do self-nominations? I guess that's all right. So you nominated yourself. Okay, so now we have three candidates. No, you were just saying? Yeah.
Somebody's helping.
She said she could be recording secretary if somebody needs her.
Okay. Okay. I'm not sure I understand.
No, she's not nominating herself.
She's not nominating herself for secretary. Okay. Okay. So we still have two nominations. So you're offering to help. Is that what you're saying?
I can be the recording secretary.
Okay. I got it. I apologize. Okay, so we have two nominations, Serene Roberts and Richard Uzel. Richard, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah.
And Serene?
I decline.
Okay. All right, I will say, are there any further nominations? Benito?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Benito Diaz. Okay. Benito has nominated Adriana Casaneve. And Adriana, do you accept the nomination?
I cannot do it by myself. I need help. Yeah. If somebody is helping, I will, but by myself, I cannot.
Okay.
Can I undecline?
Serene is undeclining. Now I'm confused.
I'm willing to do it and partner with Adriana.
Okay, so you're running as a team. Is that how it works?
Sure.
Okay, all right. I don't think that's... I think one of you has to have your name on the ballot. Serene, okay. Are there any other nominations? I declare nominations closed. The nominations for secretary are Richard Uzel and Serene Roberts.
She declined.
She undeclined.
She undeclined.
Anyway, Kim. She undeclined while the nominations were still open. Okay. While nominations were still open, before I had closed nominations. I admit it's a little confusing, but it's okay. So, Richard, go ahead and tell us why you want to be secretary.
I'm working on my spelling, and I need all the help I can get, all the practice I can get.
Thank you. Serene, Adriana.
Okay, so I think it's really important that we have clear, simple minutes, and clear, simple, and accurate minutes, and that we keep separate the lines of recording what has happened and arguing what has happened. And this is not to imply that anyone has done anything differently. I'm just saying that's my approach to the minutes. Record the actions, get the minutes out to folks early while the meeting is still fresh so they don't have to go back and listen to the meeting, you know, because it just drags the whole thing out needlessly.
Okay. So I think we'll do the same thing with the ballots as we did last time, and I think... Janet Coburn is kindly writing names on the ballots. Richard, I think, declined this option because he's a candidate.
Wise choice.
Okay, so this is going to take a few minutes. I apologize to the listening audience if there are actually people out there listening to us. There's going to be a little slow time now while names are written on ballots and then ballots are marked and counted. Talk among yourselves.
So what do you do? Where do we keep ballots? I don't bring them to give them to you.
You keep it. You put them in an envelope or something. Just keep it somewhere.
I'm going to manage your...
That's where I keep my money. Yes, Adriana Casaneve.
I have a question because I have the same question for our LSB. What we do with the ballots and everything, who keep it? I mean, supposed to be kept in the national office, who keep how?
Whoever wins.
No. Not funny. I'm not exactly sure if any of the regulatory agencies that regulate our
actions have rules about this. I know that for labor unions, ballots must be kept in a secure location for 7 years. So, you know, and whatever that means in real life, I assume that there is a secure location at the National Office for these ballots, and I don't know what to say about your LSB, but, you know, somewhere at the station, and they should be put in an envelope, and it should be sealed, and it should be marked with the date and what the office, you know, and the outcome and all of that, and then put in a safe place. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Brian Edwards-Tiegert.
So our bylaws require us to keep the votes from LSB elections, people being elected to the LSBs. They don't say anything about officer elections. Personally, I would recommend against it because a lot of our ballots are either by email with our names on them or in our own handwriting, so they're identifiable. And under our bylaws, all our officers serve at the pleasure of the board. So you never have to have a dispute about whether or not someone was elected. If a majority of the board wants someone else to serve, they can give notice and elect someone else to serve in that position at any point in the year.
Okay. Lydia Brazan.
We have a Pacifica retention policy of documents. I'll try to dig it out. I looked at it very recently. It's a whole spreadsheet, so we'll see. If it's not on there, then... you know, we're not obligated to do it, but it includes resumes for the various positions that we have, that you have to keep them until that position is filled, et cetera, et cetera. So we should have that, and that is a passed, it was passed by the PMB.
Okay. I think this is a topic that we'll take up at a future time. Meanwhile, we'll take good care of these ballots, and we'll see what we need to do in the future when we find out what the Pacifica retention policy is and whether or not it affects ballots for officers. How you doing?
Getting there.
Okay. Janet's still writing names on ballots. Okay. Yes, Heather Gray.
I have envelopes in.
Okay. Heather said she has envelopes to put the ballots in. Oh, you know, I actually, for some strange reason, I have paper clips in my purse. No. I have one. I think that before the ballots are handed out, every director should be in his or her seat and remain seating during the distribution and collection of the ballots. If you want to stand up and walk around after that, it's okay. But yes, so Janet Coburn is now going to hand each of us a ballot. And please stay in your seat until your ballot has been collected. Can we have two volunteers from the audience who will work on collecting the ballots and counting them?
Ivan.
Okay, Ivan and William Herwagen will do it.
Absolutely.
Oh, here's the box.
Thank you.
That's the only one I have. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Janet. Be careful of those wires, my goodness. No, you have to get the ones, there are people over here. You got everybody? Oh, you got everybody. Okay, sorry.
Point of personal privilege.
Serene Roberts.
So we should remind everyone that PFW is in fundraising mode. You can pledge online at WPFW.org. Since you have this free time while you're not listening to anything else.
Well, in fact...
588-088-088.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
First, they have to count the ballots all together before you separate.
You have to count how many ballots there are. Hold on, everybody. Jim Brown, you want to give that number again?
202-588-9739.
Okay, I think it's incumbent on me to point out that KPFA and KPFK are also in fundraising mode, and
as is
New York. Okay, so all five stations, yeah, okay, are in fundraising mode.
They should get a boost because we're here.
They should get a boost because we're here. All right. The balloting committee is counting the ballots. I mean, they're counting the number of ballots.
Where you going?
I think we should take a 15-minute plug break every hour during the meeting.
Oh,
okay.
What kind of break?
Plug break. I've been asked by Heather to...
21.
Thank you. All right. 21 ballots.
You want to read them?
Yes. Read them out loud.
Roberts. Uzel. Roberts. Roberts. Uzel. Roberts. Uzel. 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 Roberts. 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 Uzel. Roberts. Uzel. 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 Roberts.
And I wasn't counting. So you want to add those? I'm counting these 11.
11 to 10.
Uh-huh. 11 to 10.
Thanks a lot,
Richard.
Oh, we don't have to shift seats, do we?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Congratulations, Curtis.
The light shone down.
Okay. The committee's ready to report. Okay, the committee reports that there were 11 votes for Serene Roberts and 10 votes for Richard Uzel. So Serene will be the Richard says thank you, and Serene will be the secretary pro tem until we elect permanent officers tomorrow. Thank you very much. You got that in? Oh, here. Okay. I'll make her put them in the envelope.